Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. President Biden says there's no reason the debt ceiling can't be passed by June 5th. A bill needs to be passed that day to raise the debt ceiling, or lawmakers face defaulting on the nation's debt. The first test comes tomorrow with a vote in the House. Both sides of the aisle have their critics. Republican Representative Chip Roy from Texas on Fox News.
We are barreling towards unlimited debt in this country. We're just barreling towards an infinite amount of debt. And we've got to stop that. Just because the swamp is flawed doesn't mean the average hardworking American should take it on the chin. Why should they accept that?
Democrat representative from Michigan, Debbie Jingle on MSNBC.
I've been angry for days for many reasons that we are being held hostage.
Nine people are recovering after a mass shooting near a Florida beach on Memorial Day. The incident happened in Hollywood, where local officials say four of the victims are juveniles. Most of those injured are stable. The shooting stemmed from an altercation between two groups. One person of interest has been detained. Another is still at large. Russia is issuing an arrest warrant for Senator Lindsey Graham.
Moscow took the action after the South Carolina Republican praised American military aid to Ukraine as the best money the U.S. ever spent. Graham made the comment during a meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky on Friday. A Kremlin spokesman described the comments as shameful and called the 67-year-old senator an old fool. I'm Dave Collins.
It should be noted, Graham appeared to have made the remarks in different parts of the conversation. The short video was edited by Ukraine's presidential office before it was released to the world. The Miami Heat are headed to the NBA Finals. They beat the Boston Celtics in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals last night in Boston, 103-84. Miami will now face the Nuggets in the Finals Thursday in Denver. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott called the first of what he says will be special sessions on Monday evening, just hours after the 88th legislative session adjourned. Abbott says a special session will focus on property tax cuts and human smuggling. Scientists are tracking the rise of a little-known virus that gained some traction in the USA over the spring.
It's called metapneumovirus, or HMPV. It presents like the flu, RSV, or COVID-19, lower lung infection, hacking cough, running nose, sore throat, and fever. In mid-March, about 11% of all flu-like cases turned out to be HMPV. The problem is, if you get it, you probably don't know it, since it's like the flu or COVID, and you probably won't get tested unless you're hospitalized. And there's no vaccine or antiviral drug to treat HMPV. All doctors can do is treat the symptoms. I'm Richard Johnson.
The opening bell rings this morning as an abbreviated trading week kicks off. Markets were closed yesterday in observance of Memorial Day. Today, investors will be keeping an eye out for data on consumer confidence, as well as Case-Shiller Home Price Index. The ADP employment report is due out tomorrow, along with earnings results from GameStop. The impeachment trial of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton will start no later than August 28th. The state Senate agreed to the timeline shortly after the House named the 12 members who will prosecute the case, with members from both parties. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You knew it wouldn't be easy, right? I tell you, this is unbelievable what is happening in our country today. Dealing with a debt crisis, we've got Marines in Camp Pendleton in California being jumped by about 30, 40 people. This is madness. I mean, we have one day that is hallowed, that we set aside for Memorial Day, and we're looking at 30 days of Pride Month that is antithetical to everything that over 1.5 million men and women died for our liberty. Liz Peek is with us right now, the Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Hey, Liz, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. I'm great. How are you?
Well, frankly, I'm a little upset. I'm in California right now, being a former Marine and seeing about what happened in Camp Pendleton last night on Memorial Day is disgusting to me. And, you know, that particular city, Oceanside, Camp Pendleton area, always been very respectful of Marines. I mean, that's not to say Marines aren't, young men can get rambunctious. But when you have a crowd of 30 or 40 people jumping these Marines, I mean, thank God nobody got killed. But I'm concerned that there's going to be some blowback here because Marines are Marines. And this is not good.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's an unbelievable attack on, I guess it was 3 off-duty Marines on a beach.
Yes.
And there's no excuse for that kind of violence, no matter who the target is, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
We were just talking on air about all the shootings that took place in New York and Chicago and stuff. You know, I think, honestly, this crime surge in our country, the fact that the criminals in society are no longer held accountable, you can really trace an awful lot of what's happening that makes you upset and me and everybody else to the fact that we have DAs that are not enforcing the law. We have, you know, the FBI that seems to have a two-tier system of justice. Everyone's sort of lost respect for the rule of law in our country, Bill, and that's a path to nowhere. That's a path to ruin.
It really is, and we were warned by our founding fathers. You know, our Constitution was made for a moral people. And we've lost our moral compass, Liz.
Yeah.
And law and order helps, you know, helps restore that. But I'm concerned because the kind of damage that is being done and wreaked here on our society, this could be generational.
Well, I actually think this can be turned around. I think you have to have different leadership at the top because, after all, if you look at what's going on in the southern border, Joe Biden has made it very clear he does not respect the rule of law in our country, and that's the best example I can think of that. But look, I lived in New York at a time where lawlessness was everywhere and crime was rampant, and guess what? It got fixed. All you have to have is the will to do it. And, you know, we had Commissioner, former Commissioner, Police Commissioner Ray Kelly on the program that I was just on. And I said to him, it seems to me that this is a racist issue, because the reality is, what community is being hurt the worst? Whose kids are getting shot in the street? I mean, of course, there's harm everywhere, but it's Black people in Chicago, Black people in New York, who are most loudly calling for an end to this crime spree, an end to their kids being shot in the street, et cetera. So how is it that we're not listening to those people? And how is it generally, Bill, that we've allowed a handful, and it literally is a handful of Americans, these progressive Democrats, to take the reins and steer our country down this very, very bad path that we're on? I don't have an answer to that. But I think when you look at Joe Biden running again for president, it's pretty interesting that he has not made any pivot. He has not tried to bring more of the country into his corner. He's not a popular president. And the reason is, from day one, he gave over his presidency to the Bernie Sanders agenda. And that is a fact.
Yeah.
So he has governed from the left on all kinds of issues, whether it's immigration or economics or whatever. And it's not working. So we have to take power back. And I don't care who the candidate is in 2024, the Republican candidate, we have to vote for him.
Right. Well, I agree with you, Liz, that, you know, and the challenge that we're doing, you know, here we are, we're in the midst of partisan politics, and we have got to get outside of that in a sense. Somehow we've got to draw a bead on things that are outside of politics. Party politics is what got us to this mess here. We have to remember, and this is on the heels of Memorial Day, and all the great things that make America exceptional, we celebrated yesterday in Memorial Day. And that needs to come into our clear vision going forward, that it's not about the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. It's about America. It's about what's good for all Americans in law and order, morality. These things that, you know, I think people are smart enough for the most part. I mean, because when you look at the polling numbers, Liz, it's outstanding. I mean, you know, the majority of Americans see that something is wrong. But you're exactly right, because of the lack of leadership. I mean, because, you know, and I say forget about party politics, but we're not hearing anything, you know, from the Democratic Party that is condemning, you know, what's going on here. I mean, they're clutching their pearls over the debt ceiling debate. Wait a minute. We got young people committing suicide. We got fentanyl running amok. We've got our border open and young girls being sex trafficked in this country. Do you think we're going to be able to clean this stuff overnight?
Yeah, but I would take issue with you in that I think it's all about politics, because what we've seen from Democrats is they're embracing all the values and the lack of accountability that you and I deplore.
Right.
So when you look at the debt ceiling debate, you know, what does that really tell us? What it really tells us is Democrats oppose people working. Okay. That's
right.
One of the major divides in arguing the debt ceiling debate is trying to get people off of welfare. By the way, able-bodied people with no dependents. Why aren't those people working? Democrats
exactly.
Say, well, gosh, that's awful to make those people go to work. Well, guess what? What I think is awful is that those of us paying taxes are funding people who aren't working.
Okay? Exactly.
That's a values issue, and it is very political.
Mm-hmm.
The border, unceasing immigration, having no control over who comes into our country. That is absolutely, and by the way, also fentanyl coming into the country and all the things you mentioned, that's a political issue. It used to be Democrats and Republicans came together on ensuring that our border was secure. That is no longer the case. Democrats don't care if the border is secure. In fact, what we see is that they don't want the border to be secure. So I'm sorry to say, I think politics now has invaded every single issue. And when we talk about Memorial Day and the values our country embraced, the honor and accountability and respect for tradition and all these kinds of things, I apologize for saying this, but it's Republicans who stand up for those. Democrats really do not.
Yeah, I guess my rejection of politics is that the answer is not in the politics when it's so corrupt and messed up. And I guess maybe we're saying the same thing, but just coming at it from a different angle. And that's okay. We need your perspective. Liz Peek is with us, Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. More from her after this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. We've got Liz Peek continuing with us, the Fox News contributor. Liz, you know, I tweeted out yesterday, this was something that, you know, I picked up. And one of these laws that had been enacted, declarations by Congress back in 2000, is that at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, by national decree, we were supposed to pause and say a prayer. You know, and I don't know how we have missed that, but I tweeted that out to remind everybody that again, because of the hallowness of Memorial Day, I mean, I have struggled, I've got to tell you, and being, you know, former military, coming from a military family in that, Memorial Day is such a hallowed day for our family and for my psychology. I have a hard time saying Happy Memorial Day. I can't say Happy Memorial Day because I feel the pain of, you know, over 1.5 million people who paid the ultimate sacrifice, not just them, but their families associated with that. So, did you know that we had that,
decree? I didn't, and I'm sorry I didn't see that tweet. I think that's something that, forgive me, the president should be talking to the American people about, but of course he probably would be nervous that he would offend people who don't believe in God or don't believe in prayer or whatever. Mm. Again, that's one of these issues that should unite the country, but under, you know, current administration will not unite the country. Mm. But I think that's a very interesting thing, Bill. And I kind of wish I had seen that.
Yeah. Well, we'll know going forward because we need to, you know, spread that. See, what we're talking about here is some of these, you know, time-honored traditional values that has made America so exceptional and great have been abandoned. And that's what we're talking about here right now. And there is a clear dispersion of all these things that are good and noble that have been so fractured in our society. The rule of law, you know, respect for your fellow man and civility and honor and that sort of thing that are so important. And what other country, Liz? I don't know of another country that holds to these values or is held to these values like America has.
Well, forgive me. I think England is a very similar country in terms of mindset and so forth. But look, the United States has prospered and succeeded more than any country on earth by embodying and living up to these kinds of ideals and these kinds of goals. And it, you know, the greatest tragedy of all would be if we lose sight of that. And
right.
Yeah, I do fear, like you do, that we have been doing that.
Exactly.
Again, we have to seek leaders who embody a lot of these ambitions, a lot of these values. I don't think we have that currently.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I think it's extremely important that we figure that out, you know, before the next election.
But in the meantime, Liz, you can go be the leader. Because in this country, the Constitution is based on we the people. The leadership of the country is on the backs of we the people. This is what got us in trouble, is we've subordinated that positional authority to bad leadership. I agree. There's no question. Leadership is important here. But more important are the people. And they're experiencing, this is a, you know, I keep saying this over and over again. It's like we defy gravity. How long do you keep defying gravity that you realize, you know, I got to quit being stupid here, you know? And maybe we might be getting to this point here, you know, to your point.
Well, I tell you, when I sort of think to myself, okay, what can I do? What's the most important thing right now that's going wrong in our country? I always come back to our schools.
Mm.
If our kids are not tilted and set in the right direction, what hope is there for our country? The answer is absolutely none.
Mm.
Number one, we have to pay attention to their actual education. When you read that major cities, only 12% of black youngsters are reading at grade level, 10% are doing math, which I think were the numbers coming out of New York or some other city recently. That's just not acceptable. That does not allow those kids to buy into the American dream, to participate in the American dream. Every black leader you can think about, whether it's Ben Carson or Tim Scott or whoever,
mm-hmm.
who has succeeded because they had a parent who really drove home the importance of education, make sure their kid got one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's number one. Number two, the indoctrination that's taken place in schools. It's horrifying.
Yes.
And I think we all know that. It's anti-American. It's anti-American values. So, you know, if you're casting about being angry and thinking, what can I do? There are organizations like the American Federation for Children, which is working very hard to promote school choice. And by the way, if you haven't been paying attention, school choice is catching on.
Exactly.
Florida is on the cusp of statewide school choice. Arizona adopted it this year. Many other states, in parts of many other states, they have adopted really good voucher systems or whatever kind of systems they undertook to allow kids a shot at a better education. Honestly, Bill, that's something we can all do, is to work on something like that. Because otherwise, I don't really know where your lament takes you. I mean, what's your solution? You got to have a solution.
Exactly. No, and in a sense, I mean, I think that's, again, there's several things that we can do. Education clearly is one of them. There has been a movement across the country, as you say. There's an exodus out of public schools, and more of that ought to take place, and more states ought to realize that the money ought to go with the child. In my humble opinion, that's and we're starting to see that happen more and more, where educational dollars are going to belong to the child and not to these unions. But it's there's no doubt it's going to be a hard fought battle. I want to switch over to the debt ceiling, debate and all that's been going on. Is this deal good enough, Liz?
Well, I think it's what could be done. I actually have a lot of confidence in Kevin McCarthy, that he's a pretty smart guy. He was working with two very smart Republican negotiators on this. Anyone who thought that the GOP bill that was passed, the Grow and Save Act, was going to actually go 100% through, was kidding themselves.
Exactly.
What he did accomplish is, number one, remember Biden promised he would not negotiate. Okay, he had to negotiate. That's a good thing. Mm. Number two, we got a cap on spending for 1 year and a 1% growth the next on discretionary spending. That is not insignificant, and it's better than, most of these debt ceiling skirmishes end up with, right?
Right.
Number three, I think he made progress on the workfare issue. It's not as severe as I'd like, or not as strong a change as I'd like, but it's something. And frankly, given the hysteria on the left about it, it's amazing they got that through. So there are things like the student loan cancellation that Biden wants to do. I think they are smart to back off that, because I think that's going to end up in the courts.
Yeah.
And my guess is, with our current Supreme Court, that's just not going to fly.
Mm-hmm.
But look, Newt Gingrich, I think, wrote a very good column over the weekend saying, look, this is kind of where we were back in the day, and this is a starting point, and I agree with him 100%. Don't forget, we've got a budget bill in the future, and, excuse me, the last time there was a budget bill concocted, it left the new Republican majority House totally out of it. Well, okay, bad on McConnell, because he let that happen. This is not going to happen again. And I would also say this. I know these guys, Chip Roy and Andy Biggs and Ralph Norman in the Freedom Caucus. They're good. They're smart people. Yes. And they know that we were not going to get 100% of what they wanted. They also know there are many battles ahead, and they're in a good position to win some of those.
Yeah. Well, it's the art of negotiation, right? And I think that as much as... Joe Biden, in a sense, shot himself in the foot when right off the bat said he wasn't going to negotiate.
Well, no, so stupid.
stupid. Yeah, so now what do you look like? And see, this is what's happening. I keep saying, people are being exposed. And the mainstream media can't hide it anymore. They can't rally enough troops around all the incompetence and the insanity. It's right there, straight in your face. So now here it is. We'll see if the power of the people can be realized and we can get this country back on track. But I'm like you. The sooner the better, Liz Peek.
Yeah, no question. We need some changes. We need it fast.
Well, Liz Peek, as always, appreciate the time and the insight. Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Liz Peek, right here on the Bill Martinez Show.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer.
time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the Legal Helpline now. You can receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
USA News Update. President Biden says there's no reason the debt ceiling can't be passed by June 5th. A bill needs to be passed that day to raise the debt ceiling, or lawmakers face defaulting on the nation's debt. The first test comes tomorrow with a vote in the House. Both sides of the aisle have their critics. Republican Representative Chip Roy from Texas on Fox News.
We are barreling towards unlimited debt in this country. We're just barreling towards an infinite amount of debt. And we've got to stop that. Just because the swamp is flawed doesn't mean the average hardworking American should take it on the chin. Why should they accept that?
Democrat Representative from Michigan, Debbie Dingell on MSNBC.
I've been angry for days for many reasons that we are being held hostage.
The Miami Heat are headed to the NBA Finals. They beat the Boston Celtics in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals last night in Boston, 103-84. Lance Pry, USA News.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Hey, we're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have my good friend, Jeff Kemp, former NFL QB and ministry leader with us. Hey, good morning, Jeff. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Bill. I'm good. Actually, at the physical therapist, getting my hip worked on and iced right now.
Oh, really?
Our bodies are breaking down, dude.
Oh, man, I'm with you on it. I've been doing the same thing. In fact, I've got to see a doctor when I get back to Florida. They're talking, as my one doctor, I asked him, I says, when am I looking at hip replacement surgery? Because, they took a bunch of x-rays last time I was here, and they said, man, you got a lot of arthritis there. I said, when will I know when it's time for hip replacement? Is that in the future? He says, inevitably, you're going to deal with it. And I said, when will I know? He says, when you can't stand it anymore. Well, I'm right there. So.
Yeah, well, I've had one back, almost 20 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And I'm trying to stave off a second one.
Mm-hmm.
One was caused by football. Another one, just normal wear and tear.
Right.
Arthritis. But you'll know when you have pain when you're laying down in bed.
Yeah.
That's when it's serious. But anyway, let's talk about.
Yeah, let's talk about
the world. Exactly. Christians. And are we supposed to have a little different focus than those who don't yet know Jesus?
Amen. Amen. Well, that's why I put the proposition before us. You know, are Christians looking for love in all the wrong places? Is that we're, it's so easy to get sucked into the things of this world, and we lose sight of our Heavenly Father, from where all good blessings come from, Jeff. And this is what I was reminded of, quite clearly the other day, is that it's easy to get distracted. But God, regardless of the distraction, God is there to welcome us back, right?
Yes. All right, just for a second, maybe let's take an exercise and try to look at reality for a minute. Reality is that God existed before we existed, and he is eternal. Then he created the world, and it was beautiful and perfect. But as C.S. Lewis says, it's spoiled, through Lucifer's rebellion and mankind's rebellion, pride. are saying we can do it our own way. This is a chapter of history where God is letting the world operate, and the consequences of our rebellion, which is a fallen, broken world with much beauty and also much pain. But God didn't leave the situation that way. He sent Jesus to demonstrate what he's like, to show the world what God's like, and secondly, to solve the justice issue of punishing the rebellion and taking the punishment himself so that we don't have to and can be back with our Creator and Heavenly Father forever.
Amen.
And that is what is unfolding now. And the church are the body of people that have had the Holy Spirit open their eyes to faith in Christ, and they now are part of God's family, and they're living in a different kingdom spiritually while we live in the physical kingdom temporarily. And eventually Jesus will return, and we will live forever if we have given our life to Christ and trusted his forgiveness with him in paradise. And paradise won't be boring. It won't be clouds and harps and, you know, boredom and a couple praise songs, although there'll be an unbelievable amount of praise. Here's what we're forgetting sometimes. We forget that there's an eternal story and that we are souls who have a body temporarily. We're going to live forever and ever and ever. And so many times what you're referring to, that when Christians are looking for love in the wrong place, we're trying to get our life on earth here to go really, really well with God's blessings and protection and encouragement and help, sometimes with some prosperity doctrine thrown in, sometimes with some, if I do well and don't do sin, I won't get punished and I won't have cancer. No, we are living for an eternal life. And tough things happen to Christians and non-believers. But God uses the tough things. He uses suffering to draw us closer to him, to give us more spiritual blessing. And Jesus, for the joy set before him in eternity, endured the cross to save us. Paul said, I have fought the good fight. I have run the race. I have completed my journey on earth, which was to bring more people to the eternal kingdom. So that's kind of what the big picture says. If we're struggling on this earth and we don't have satisfaction or joy, or we're kind of compromising and stuck in too much sin, or we can't understand why there's suffering, you know, in the world, we're forgetting the big picture of living for the true kingdom as citizens of God's eternal kingdom. And that will change our outlook, and then our practical living, and then our faith with, when we face challenges, be it from the government, the hurricanes, tornadoes, or health.
Right. Exactly. And the thing also I want to emphasize here, Jeff, you know, Jesus left. He said, I have to leave, but I'm going to send you a comforter. And he is sending, he sent the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, in much the same way between the first two verses of Genesis, is hovering over the chaos. And Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit so that we would be successful. I mean, after all that he did and demonstrated to us, rising from the dead, I mean, this is our legacy, our heritage that God has blessed us with. And he gave us the Holy Spirit. And he told us also, Jeff, that, and this is one, you know, that I consider quite often. He says, hey, look, do you think I did some great things? Man, you're going to do even greater things. And the reason you are is because the Holy Spirit is going to be here on earth with you, and I'm sitting at the right hand of the Father, and we're cheering you on. Wow. I mean,
yes. I mean, basically Jesus said, I'm going to stay with you in a different form.
Right.
And I'm not going to be limited to one group of people in one physical location at a time. I am going to come back to earth in the gift of the Holy Spirit. And for anyone who humbles himself and asks me for help, when you're weak, my Holy Spirit's strength will be strong in you, is how Paul expressed it. And the Holy Spirit will guide us into truth. It'll remind us what's true. It'll give us courage. It'll help us love when we don't feel like loving, forgive when we don't feel like forgiving, persevere when we're going through suffering, praise God when life stinks and people around us say, what is up with that person?
Right.
And then they'll maybe come along someday and say, what do you have that I don't have?
Exactly.
Tell them about Jesus. But the Holy Spirit is God's presence in us, and we've all got it if we've accepted Christ.
Exactly.
But you know what? If you sin a lot, it squelches the Spirit. If you don't read the Word and talk to God a lot, you don't get the Spirit. If you don't ask, knock, and seek, you don't get as much of the Holy Spirit's dominant, exciting, exuberant, powerful control. And that verse, Jesus said, ask, knock, seek, keep asking, keep knocking, keep seeking, and you will receive. That was in relation to the Holy Spirit. It was the greatest gift you could ever receive. He was saying, ask for this gift of the Holy Spirit's control and dominance and influence in your life.
See, Jesus no sooner had said that than 50 days later, Pentecost, which we just celebrated, 2 days ago, Jeff, look what happened on that day with the flaming tongues and the way it was reported and how many people came to Christianity in that moment. Again, because that's what God does. He tells you what he's going to do, and then he affirms it with signs and wonders. And guess what? Signs and wonders are happening today right before our eyes. But we, you know, being the kind of people that we are, we kind of take it for granted. And as a result, we miss out on, you know, true understanding and blessing. Because it's all about, you know, what you're talking about is about relationship. Like, you know, if you and I don't talk, Jeff, we don't have much of a relationship. But you and I talk on a weekly basis by the grace of God on this radio show, and I'm so grateful for that. And occasionally you'll send me a tweet and another idea and that sort of thing. That heightens and extends and deepens our relationship. So, even more so with the Holy Spirit. And you know, people say, well, Bill, you know, I just don't know about the Holy Spirit. I'm so confused about the Holy Spirit. Well, have you even, because sometimes I say that about my wife, I don't know her, you know, but if I'm not pursuing a relationship with her, then I'm going to remain all the more ignorant, am I not?
How many seconds do we have left?
40 seconds, buddy.
I would urge anyone listening who's like, gosh, I'd like God to be more real in my life. I'd urge them to read more about what exactly Jesus was like. And then read about the Holy Spirit and basically say, God, show me what you're like in the Holy Spirit. Bring more of the Holy Spirit to me. Help me experience you living inside of me. It's not something weird or mystical. It's just God's presence in you. Ask him for it. Pray for it. And confess any sin in your life, not only to God, but to some trusted person, because that kind of starts healing you. And
exactly. Jeff Kemp, thank you, buddy.
65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance. Pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Whoa. I'll tell you, we got this morning off to a fast start between Liz Peek and her brilliant insight in where we are in America right now. I'll tell you, so much, it comes down to self-responsibility, you know, and this is the power of we the people, the brilliance of what our founding fathers did when they really channeled godly principles, you know, and reinforced, obviously, with what Jeff Kemp had to share with us as well. So, you know, we should be encouraged, not discouraged, with the way things are happening. You know, sometimes, and I find quite often in my experience that it is experience that defines preference. And we are going through a lot. And fortunately, we still have a constitution that is, you know, irritating, you know, for those that would want us to abandon that constitution. That document is still alive. It's still very powerful. And it is there before us to, you know, really save this country. We just have to get back in alignment with it, you know. And I agree with Liz. Yeah, we need leadership, but we are the leaders, too. Because of the way the document reads, that it's about we the people, okay? Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, we the people, the consent of the governed. And I get it, that people are really upset, and they should be, the way America is being run right now with open borders, fentanyl, our children being murdered, you know, and who do you blame on this? You know, you gotta look to the government. The government is cooperating with these efforts that are debilitating the family. What's going on in the school system? No longer about educating our kids, indoctrinating them. You know, that, you know, the unions or these teachers' unions just believe that they know better. I mean, I was just reading here, I'm in California, and I grew up as a Dodger fan, and to see what's going on there. And then you realize that it is the L.A. Teachers Union that was very instrumental in putting pressure on the Dodgers to make sure that the nuns, which is so sacrilegious, that they're put back into the mix of this promotion at Dodger Stadium. And last week when I read this, I said, what happened to the Dodgers? Did they just already, you know, they checked out of the season? They said, hey, we're gonna check out of this? This is what's just so bizarre. But, you know, this is what happens. I mean, you know, we give one day for Memorial Day, one day to honor those that defended our Constitution and our freedoms, and we give 30 days for gay pride. There's just something that just is incongruous that's just messed up about it. I'm sorry. It's bothersome. Samantha Mao is with us. She is the good news girl. We always love having her on because she reminds us that even in spite of some of this crazy stuff that we're dealing with here, and it is insane, there's no doubt, it's inarguable. But she reminds us, hey, there's some great stories that are happening. Like, for example, this young girl that was born in prison and unbelievable, and she gets accepted to Harvard. What a story to start out with. Sam, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. My heart is lifted to hear about this Texas girl born in jail. Tell us about it.
You know, that's, I kept seeing this story going around this week, and I was like, this is definitely the one we're going to have. As soon as you see that, you're like, okay, I think this is going to be one we have to share. And then I read it, and it's like, yep, this is definitely one we have to share.
Exactly.
So she's 18 years old, Aurora Sky Kastner. She was born in Galveston County Jail. Down in Texas, and her father picked her up from the county jail, and he actually ended up raising her as a single dad. Her mother was incarcerated, and, she never ended up being part of her life. And so she actually credits, her success in getting into Harvard to a lady named Mona Hamby. They actually met whenever this girl was in middle school, and is a mentorship program where adults volunteered and they would grab lunch with young students once a week, and they just kept in touch all these years. She ends up getting her help with like dental care and, summer camp and all these different like little things that, this mentor went above and beyond. And she just became a major part of her life. And, she even took her to get her first haircut and get glasses and all these different things. And she was even there when she toured Harvard's campus. And one thing that's really amazing, too, so not only is she going to Harvard, but she's going there on a full scholarship. So, it's just...
Oh, wow.
It's really an impressive story. And, it's amazing that her mentor was able to make such an impact on her life like that. They didn't name the program that she was in, that she met this mentor. But, to somebody, it's just been over a decade that, they've been a part of each other's lives. And it's just... it's just amazing. I think that mentor is just an amazing lady.
Yeah. And what a great program that they had there to be able to have a mentor program. And this is happening across the country. We hear little of this, but what a terrific, terrific success story. What's the status of her father?
They really didn't get into that in what I was reading, but it sounds like he was there for her. Her whole life. This mentor was somebody who especially inspired her and like pushed her to do more. That was what it was kind of focusing on. But he raised her as a single dad, and that's certainly not easy being a single parent in the world. And
thank God for the Mona Hambys, right?
Yeah,
to do that.
Absolutely.
That's incredible. Well, this next story is how a man stops a bank robbery with an unexpected act of kindness. I mean, use a hug, not a gun, right? How's
that? That's
great. Ooh.
So, Michael, that's just, I've never heard of a bank robbery ending that way. Michael Armas Sr., he was at a bank in Woodland, California, just depositing a check when he saw Eduardo plus Cynthia. And Eduardo hands a note to the teller that he's got explosives and, he's robbing the bank. And he actually ends up, Armas ends up recognizing Eduardo as a former neighbor and a friend of his daughter's. And he said he could hear irritation and depression in his voice. And he's just like, I'm just going to say, what's wrong? He's like, you don't have to do this. And then, Eduardo says, there's nothing in this town for me. I just want to go to prison. And that's just, just the thought of that, because if he's doing something threatening, but then you think, why is he doing this? It's kind of, it just breaks your heart. Like, is he doing it for the money? Is he doing it because he doesn't have anywhere else to go? So he decides to take him outside, and he gave him a hug right there, and Eduardo started crying. And, it was just, he still ended up being arrested, but I just hope that he ends up getting the help he needs and just take that one moment of kindness. I just think you can just take that one moment of kindness and it can just change how you feel, because it kind of reminds you that there's help out there and you've got that human connection. And
what could have happened, Sam, if otherwise this thing gone wrong? I mean, wow, the devastation that could have taken place. I mean, unbelievable the power of love and a hug. How cool is that?
And you think of stuff like that, and you think, you know, people's automatic reaction would be to be scared or tackle him or do something like that. And it was like, no, it was love that he had for this guy. And he said that, you know, he gives God credit for he was there at the right place at the right time and able to recognize him and help him.
There's that God thing again, Sam. You and I talk about it. There's that God thing one more time. This next, speaking of love, you got a Philadelphia educator's viral teaching approach. Instilling love first, huh?
That's right. So this is actually, Vice Principal Arnold Ford. You know how in Philadelphia and, all schools, in the elementary schools, they have security cameras that have been installed around. And that's usually not to catch anything that's positive going on. It's kind of to monitor for danger or something like that. But actually, there's been cases that have been going viral from the school. It's Mastery Charter Man Elementary, and it's because of Arnold Ford. He starts with the approach of love, and the videos that have been going viral are so cute. They just warm your heart. He's walking, whenever you see him walking around the school, you start seeing kids just running up to him. I've never seen kids run up to a vice principal like this or a principal. They just run up and give him a hug, and they're like, oh, he's my best friend. You know, this guy, he's my best friend.
Oh, wow, and how cool.
It is really cool. And, you know, you think of, like, kids just having a hard time at home or anything like that. And this one guy at their school is just, you know, a vice principal. He's not in the classroom with them all day. He's just interacting with them briefly and the difference that he's making in these lives.
And you can tell he genuinely cares about these kids. And that's what, I mean, you know, this is love in action and love with depth. Not just some, you know, four-letter word that they put out there, right? I mean, this, and the kids understand. They understand the genuine.
Oh, yeah. And this wasn't put on for show or anything like that. This is not something that's being filmed with his camera. He said they actually kind of started it because something funny had happened one day. And he's like, let's look at the security camera and see if it caught that. So he looks at that, and then he goes back, and they start seeing all these, like, these special moments, and you know, it's been going on long before the security cameras are around. And he said that's a lot of what goes on there, and we're happy to see it. Like, we're happy to see the
we just want that to spread to more schools, right?
That's right.
Okay, we got 40 seconds real quick, and we're going to try and get this win in. We got a guardian angel that aids a teen in a car crash with an 18-wheeler. Tell us about that. 30 seconds, go ahead.
That's right. So I'm sorry. Hold on just one second.
Okay.
Sorry, Paxton was acting up.
Okay, no, he's okay. We love you, Paxton.
That's right. So she was driving home to congratulate. She was coming home from graduating, and she was driving behind a white Jeep, and they swerved out of the lane at the last moment and saw there was a semi truck. And the stranger came up and grabbed his hand and said, "I'm here. I'm going to stay with you until the fire department got here." And just kept saying, "I'm here for you. I'm praying for you, and they'll be here soon."
We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.